Okay, so let's begin Perek Beis, Shmuel Beis, Perek Beis. And now, the question is, now that Shaul is dead, right, the first thing that David does is he eulogizes Shaul, as we just read in the previous Perek. And now the question is, well, what are we going to do going forward? The king is dead. Now what's David going to do? Who's going to replace Shaul? So let's see how this Perek unfolds. Pasuk Aleph. So it was after this, David asks Hashem, Ha'ele be'achas Ore Yehuda. Should I go up to one of the Ore Yehuda? Vayomer Hashem Elov, Ale. Hashem says to him, yes, you should go up. Excuse me. Vayomer David, Ono Ele. To where should I go? Which city should I go to? Vayomer Chevrona. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should go to Chevron. Simple conversation. What's happening? Says the Malbim that David was still not sure if it was time for him to assume the leadership of Klal Yisrael. He knew at some point he was going to, because Shmuel already anointed him years ago to be the next Melech Yisrael. And now you would think it's a no-brainer, right? Shaul's dead. Of course, David, now it's your turn. Assume the leadership. Assume the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. But David's still not sure. I'm not sure if it's yet time. And therefore, I'm not going to make a move until Vayishal David Ba'Hashem, until I ask Hashem and Hashem gives me the green light. I'm not going to do anything without asking Hashem. And the Malbim says that this pasuk, which is really the first pasuk after this eulogy for Shaul, draws a stark contrast between David and between Shaul. Because as great as Shaul was, we find sometimes he didn't follow Hashem's instructions exactly. Sometimes he went a little too far. Sometimes he didn't go far enough. Shaul sometimes did not follow exactly what Hashem wanted. David is putting everything upon Hashem. He's saying, even if it seems to be a no-brainer now that I'm supposed to be the king, I'm not making a move until Vayishal David Ba'Hashem, until I ask Hashem what to do, and he asks him.
Do you think that David felt unqualified to take over?
Well, I'm not sure. He was certainly a humble person. But I think he realized that he was destined to take over. Mm-hmm. And especially if Shmuel anointed him as the next Melech Yisrael, I don't think he thought he would get out of it. I think it was more a question of timing. Mm-hmm. You know, is this the right time for me to do this? Or maybe not. We'll see in a moment that he had another hesitation also. Mm-hmm. Pasuk Beis, Vayal Shom David. So David goes up to Chevron. V'gam Shtei Nashav Achinoam Yisraelis v'Avigail Yishes Naval HaKarmeli, and he goes with his wives. And the Malbim points out, why is the pasuk emphasizing? Of course, he goes with his wives, right? Where what's he going to do with? He's going to leave his wives behind. So obviously, he goes up with his wives. So the Malbim says, no, it's emphasizing that he goes with his wives because he had no fear. Once Hashem told him what to do, that's it. He was comfortable, confident, no fear. If you're afraid of something, you're not going to bring your wives. You'll bring your men, you'll bring your soldiers, but if you're afraid that this is going to be dangerous, you're not going to bring your wives with you. Keep them in a safe place. You know, hide them in a safe place where they're not going to be hurt. But here, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go up, Chevrona, David says, I have nothing to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I should go, I'll be safe, I'll be secure, I'm confident. And that's why he went up.
But Hashem didn't tell him to take his wives with him.
that was the assumption, I guess. That was the assumption, yeah. Pasuk Gimel, va'anashav asher imo hela David ish uveso, and the men that were with him, he brought them up. Not just them, again, them and they and their families, right? Ish uveso, va'yeshu ba'arei Chevron, and he settled them in the cities of Chevron. The Metzudas David says this is referring to the surrounding suburbs, you know, around Chevron. Not everybody was in Chevron, and the Malbim says also that this was not a strategic placement of troops here. Again, if David was concerned, he would have placed them strategically around him in Chevron proper. But he doesn't. He's more laid back. You know, I'm going to stay in Chevron. You guys go to the suburbs. Everything will be great. He's confident. He's secure. He's comfortable. He's not worried about anything. Why? Because Hashem told him to go here. And he knows that Hashem is going to take care of him. Pasuk Dalet. Vayavo'u anshe Yehuda vayimshichu sham es David lemelech al beis Yehuda. So the people of Yehuda come to Chevron, and they say, David, Shaul is dead, you're the next king, and they anoint him as king. And the Radak points out, although he was already anointed by Shaul, but now that the people are accepting him upon themselves as the acting king, he needs to be re-anointed. And that's why he's re-anointed when they accept him as king as well. But it's also important to note, he's king over whom? Al Beis Yehuda. This is not yet an acceptance of all of Klal Yisrael for David to be the king, and we'll see that his leadership is actually going to be challenged in a moment. But at least on Al Beis Yehuda, at least for Shevet Yehuda, David is the accepted and anointed Melech Yehuda. Vayagidu leDavid leMor Anshe Yavesh Gila Dasher Kavru Es Shaul. And a messenger comes to David, and he tells him that the people of Yavesh Gilad buried Shaul. Now you remember that the Plishtim, desecrated Shaul's body. They separated his head from his body. They decapitated him. They hung his head up in one place. They hung his body up in another place. And we learn that the people of Anshe Gilad snuck in to take Shaul's body down and bring it to Kvuras Yisrael. So David hears about this. David hears about this. Now you might think that Shaul was David's enemy, so to speak. These people are now giving him kavod. So you would expect that David would lash out at them. He would punish them. Maybe he would kill them. Nope. Pasuk Hey says the Malbim. You see where David's holding. Vayishlach David malachim el anshei Yavesh Gilad. David sends messengers to the people of Yavesh Gilad. Vayomer alehem beruchim atem laHashem. And he tells them, you should be blessed. Hashem should bless you. Asher asisem hacheser hazeh im adoneichem im Shaul. You did this tremendous kindness with your master, with Shaul. Vatik beruo, so you buried him, you brought him to Kvuras Yisrael. Right? Number one, he was your master. Number two, he was Shaul, who was anointed as king, as the Melech Yisrael. Pasuk Vav, he continues with his bracha. Ve'ata yas Hashem imachem chesed ve'emes. Just like you did chesed with Shaul, Hashem should do chesed ve'emes with you. And we know emes is always thrown in whenever you're dealing with kvura or a mace. It's the chesed shel emes. Ve'gam anochi ese itchem atova hazos asher asisem adavar hazeh. And he says, not just should Hashem do good to you, but I myself am going to look after you. I'm going to watch over you because of this tremendous chesed that you did for Shaul. The Malbim says this is a cycle of Hakaras HaTov, because the Anshei Yavesh Gilad had Hakaras HaTov to Shaul that he saved them from Nachash HaAmoni many years ago. So they had Hakaras HaTov for that, and that's why they took care of Shaul. And David is saying that I have Hakaras HaTov to you because of the way you just treated Shaul, who was the Melech Yisrael. So you did it out of Hakaras HaTov to him. I have Hakaras HaTov to you. I'm going to watch over you. Right? So of course we see the Madrega that David is on, that even though Shaul was his quote unquote sworn enemy and Shaul wanted to kill him, on several occasions, it doesn't matter. Right? He's the Melech Yisrael. He's deserving of kavod. And Ashreichem, the people of Yavesh Gilad, that you brought him to a proper and respectful and dignified Kivuras Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin. Yeah.
The word Malachim here, yeah. I mean, usually that means angels, but obviously here it does not.
Right, sometimes Malachim can mean just messengers.
Oh, okay, but yeah. The Hebrew word for messenger is what? Shaluchim?
Yes, but in Tanakh you find Malachim referring to messengers also, yeah. Sometimes Malachim, sometimes messengers. Yeah, right. The Malachim are the messengers of Hashem, so that's the nature of it, okay, right. Okay. Yeah. Now, Pasuk Zayin, Ve'ata, he says, David is still talking to the people of Yavesh Gilad, Techazakna Yedeichem. Right? You should strengthen yourselves. V'hiyu livnei chayil. Right? You should be strong, courageous soldiers. Ki meis Adoneichem. Your master, Shaul, is dead. Adoneichem Shaul, I'm sorry. V'gam osi mashchu veis Yehuda l'melech aleihem. And the people of Beis Yehuda, David says, have anointed me as their king. Now again, David's careful. He doesn't say, I'm the king over all of Klal Yisrael. He says, I'm the king over Beis Yehuda. The people of Beis Yehuda have accepted me. They've anointed me as their king. I'm their king. Why is he saying that? Because he's saying, I have some degree of influence and I'm going to help you. I'm going to look out for you. So although Shaul, your master, is dead, and you, because of that, have to, make yourselves a little more courageous when it comes to being soldiers, nevertheless, I have your back. I have your back, and I'm going to help you. Now, here comes the challenge. Pasuk Ches, Ve'avner ben Ner sar tzava asher l'shaul. Avner ben Ner was one of Shaul's generals, or perhaps Shaul's general. Lo kachesh es ish boshes ben Shaul. If you remember, we learned that not every child of Shaul was killed. Ish boshes, who we learned wasn't really much of a soldier, and that's why he wasn't on the front lines, was not killed in battle. He survived, right? He wasn't in the battle. Comes Avner ben Ner. He takes Ish Boshes, the son of Shaul, Vayaavirehu Machanoim, and he takes him to Machanoim. He takes him across to, this is to Aver HaYarden, and he wants to appoint him as Melech. Pasuk Tes, Vayamlichehu El Hagilad, V'el HaAshuri, V'el Yisrael, V'el Ephraim, V'el Binyamin, V'el Yisrael Kulo. And he appoints him over all of these places, and over Klal Yisrael. Of course, the Mefarshim say if we end the Pasuk with the Al Yisrael Kulo, why do we go through all of these different locations along the way? Just say, he appointed him as the Melech over all of Klal Yisrael. So the Radak says that he did appoint him as the Melech over all of Klal Yisrael, but these were the places they passed through on their way from Machanayim, which is in Aver HaYarden, back to his home in Shevet Binyamin. These were the places that they passed through, and maybe they had some sort of, a reception in these places. The Mitzudas David says a little differently. He says that this was a gradual process. It wasn't like Avner just declared he's the king over all of Klal Yisrael. He went one location at a time. So first they went to Gilad, and they accepted him as their king, and now he was the king over Gilad. And then they went to Ashur, and then they went to Yisrael, and then they went to Ephraim, and then they went to Binyamin, and then finally to the point where he was accepted as the king over all of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Malbim says that although the Pesukim don't allude to this, but the Malbim says that Ish Boshes being alive was actually the cause of David's hesitation also. That part of the reason why David was not sure if this was the right time for him to assume the Malucha was because he recognized Ish-boshes is still alive. So maybe Shaul is dead and he's no longer the king, but maybe now the kingdom we know does descend, patrilineally does descend down from the king to his son. Maybe Ish-boshes is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be the king now, and it's not yet my turn. And that was, according to the Malbim, part of David's hesitation. He was willing to accept the kingdom over Yehuda, but he wasn't willing now to put himself out and say, I'm going to be the king over all of Klal Yisrael, because Ish-boshes is still around. Not only that, but the Mefarshim point out also that Chazal Darshan, from the Pasuk that Hashem says to Yaakov, U'melachim mechalotzecha yetzeyu. And Chazal point out that at that time, the only son that was yet unborn to Yaakov was Binyamin. And the implication was that from Binyamin, you will have milachim, plural. Right now there was only one, Shaul. So David knew this also. And David says, one second, there's supposed to be two milachim from Shevet Binyamin. U'milachim mechalotzecha yetzeyu. Only one has yet reigned. So it must be that Ish-boshes is supposed to be the king. And therefore it's not yet my time. After Ish-boshes, then it'll be my turn. So that's also the part of it that he knew. That he knew this drush of Chazal that Melachim Echalatzach Yetzeyu, and therefore Ish-boshes was destined to be the next king.
Right. So was Avner trying to oust David as king of Beis Yehuda?
No, Avner is not interfering in Beis Yehuda. Avner, and again, Beis Yehuda seems right now to be a separate, conversation. The Shevet Yehuda came to David and they anointed him as their king. But now, the rest of Klal Yisrael did not accept him as king. Mm-hmm. And Avner says, well, Shaul's dead. He has a son. His son should be the king over Klal Yisrael. Yehuda, they have a separate cheshbon. I mean, listen, we've seen until now that the Shevet Yehuda supported David and the rest of Klal Yisrael did not. Mm-hmm. Right? So you already had this tension to a degree. This was just magnifying it mm-hmm. by making two kings.
Mm-hmm. Having two kings.
Yes, yeah. Again, definitely not ideal to have two kings. But, I mean, I guess the question is, why did David even accept the kingdom of Yehuda if he was convinced that it wasn't yet his turn, or he was convinced that that it was, you know, Ishbosheth's time to be the king. So just don't accept that. Just say, listen, right now it's not my turn yet. Ishbosheth is the king, and we'll talk. You know, when he's done, we'll, you know, then we'll talk. Maybe though, because remember, we started the parak that he asked Hashem, should I go up to a city and shave it to Yehuda? And Hashem said, yes, go up to Hebron. He took that as a sign that at least for Shevet Yehuda, he's supposed to be the man. He's supposed to be the king. So this is in the plan of Hashem now, for whatever reason, to have these two kingdoms and these two kings. Why? Is it divisive? Yes, you know, but we'll see what happens. Okay, just a couple more psukim, and then we'll finish. Pasuk Yud, Ben Arbaim Shana Ishbosheth Ben Shol B'malcho Al Yisrael. So Ishbosheth was 40 years old when he took over as the Melech Yisrael. Ushtayim Shanim Malach. He only reigned, he was only the king for 2 years. Ach Beis Yehuda Hayu Acharei David. But the Pasuk points out that Beis Yehuda did not follow him. Right? Beis Yehuda had David, he was the king, and that's it. Now Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the Mefarshim kind of try to figure out how to put these two psukim together. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, "Vayhim ispara yomim asher hayo David melech bechevron al Beis Yehuda sheva shanim v'shisha chadashim." So David was the Melech Yehuda in Hebron for 7.5 years. Now the numbers here don't exactly add up, because it says Ishbosheth was the king for only 2 years, and then it says David was the Melech Yehuda for 7.5 years. So what happened to the 5.5 years in between? You know, after Ishbosheth is done, David takes over all of Klal Yisrael, right? So, but if Ishbosheth was only the king for 2 years, then David shouldn't have reigned in Hebron over Yehuda for 7.5 years. He should have only been the Melech for 2 years, and then after that, he should have taken over. So the Radak says that no, for 5 years there was no Melech Yisrael. Ishbosheth was the king for two, and after that, you know, he was no longer the king. And for 5 years there was no king. David was still the king of Yehuda in Hebron until the end of 7.5 years, and there was no Melech Yisrael. Now, why that is and exactly how that is a good question. Well, maybe as we go through the parak, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we'll stop here for tonight. But this is where we're holding, that David is the Melech Yisrael, is the Melech Yehuda for 7.5 years. Ishbosheth is the Melech Yisrael for two. And now we'll see where Jewish destiny takes us.